We're doing Dov's Minute on Parshat Mishpatim. In our parsha, we have a mitzvah to return a lost object. Today, we in Israel and in the United States and many countries, we live a very high-class life. And so when we encounter things that are lost, it's not worth our time to deal with them. For example, if you see half a pack of tissues lying around, is it worth your time to find out who lost it? You see a piece of paper lying around, is it worth our time? 150 years ago, a piece of paper was very expensive. Today, you're not even going to bend down to pick it up. What about a pen? Same thing. It's not worth our time. Most people would not invest the time to advertise a pen, a pencil, a pack of tissues, and that reduces our obligation. Whereas when I was a kid, a pen was something you did advertise, I found, because pens meant something. Today, the average person, it's not worth their time. You wouldn't do it for yourself. You don't go around looking for signs, who found my pen, my pencil. So on the one end, I'm not allowed to take someone else's pen or pencil. That would be theft. I'm not allowed to take someone else's piece of paper. That's theft. I'm accountable. I'm not allowed to take something that's not mine. But I also don't have to invest the time in the midst of Hashavas Aveda on things that ordinarily I wouldn't spend my time on. I don't have to be all finicky. Oh no, I have the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. There's a lost pen here. Let me go put up 10 signs all around yeshiva. I found the pen. We cannot lead our lives that way, and so we're not obligated to lead our lives that way. So the mitzvah Shavas Aveda shifts with the class we live in. It could be if you're living in a country, a third world country, where they don't have pens, where a pen is a very cherished object. So then you'd have to advertise a pen and a piece of paper, etc. Baruch Hashem, we live with such abundance that for us, we wouldn't have to advertise that.